Bill Hendry. And now, Coast to Coast AM Overnight Live. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, please don't call. You bother us. Calling from east of the Rockies, you too, stay away. Please stay away. The wild card line, though, 1-800-520-1534. On the Bear of Deuces line, 1-800-520-1534. And the Royal Flush line, 1-800-520-1534. If you're calling from south of the equator, good luck. We don't think you can get through, frankly. If you're calling from the North Pole, you must be Santa Claus. And if you're calling from the South Pole, what are you doing down there? You're treating yourself for cancer? Is that what I heard? And now, Coast to Coast AM Overnight Live.
A good evening and welcome. We have a program for you tonight. General Johnson Jameson is back on with us live. We have reestablished contact with General Johnson Jameson from his bunker complex, 300,000 feet below the Montana surface, and we'll be talking with him just a little bit later on in our program. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. You know, as Y2K approaches the year 2000, you know, all money will be worthless. That's right, all money, all currency will be completely worthless after the year 2000 because of Y2K and because of looting and rioting and the attendant disaster that is going to happen to this country. You don't want to be caught without the ability to barter for goods and services, and that's why Peenemann Enterprises has a fascinating new book. Now, I want you to get a pen and write this number down. Write down this number for the new Peenemann Enterprises book, How to Trade Your Wife and Daughter for Sex, for Goods and Services. That's right. Use your wife and your daughters. Use them to trade for goods and services by selling their bodies for sex to outlaw bands of bikers and the whole Mad Max thing. Now, write this number down, please. That's 111. Just keep hitting the number 1. And you'll get through to Peenemann Enterprise to get the booklet on how to sell your wives and daughters for sex to outlaw bands of bikers so that you'll be able to trade their sex for goods and services. And there's a special chapter there on how you can trade yourself for sex for goods and services. Just bend over, spread, and watch the money roll in. That's right, it's new from Peenemann Enterprises. All right, let's just hold on to ourselves. We've got General Johnson Jameson on the line from his bunker complex in Montana, some 6 miles below the surface of the Earth. You are near the Earth's core, isn't that right, General Jameson?
Yes, I am near the Earth's core at this time.
And now, before you tell people why, tell me exactly what is going on, and when we have to pick up where we left off last Christmas.
Well, it was last Christmas, of course, that I became invisible. And
all right, so what you're doing now by being near the Earth's core is trying to maintain that invisibility?
Well, yes, I am trying to maintain the invisibility, but this goes back to the conversation we had. All right.
So you have not been able to reestablish?
No, I have not been able to reestablish. And I'll tell you, if only your listeners knew, and they can go to my website, which is www.martinlawrenceisafatpig.com, and you won't see me. All right, that was yesterday you couldn't see, but today you can see me.
So, let me get this right. If we go to your website, we will see photographs of your invisibility.
That is correct.
And that is a picture where you're not in it.
I am, but I'm invisible. If you'll go to the website, www.pleasegodsavemartinlawrence.fromhimself.com. Okay, did you get that? pleasegodsavemartinlawrence.fromhimself.com. And you'll be able to not see me.
All right, so we want people to bookmark that website. Now, you had a visit from our friends at the government level, didn't you?
Oh, that I did, Art.
Now, tell us about it.
Well, as you know, for the last several months, I had called the CIA, and I had tried to contact President Clinton at Camp David to tell them that I did have the invisibility ray and that I wanted to speak to them directly about what we could do with the invisibility ray. They would not take my call.
Now, let me hear that again. The CIA did not take your call?
The CIA would not take my call. and President Clinton, which shows how gutless President Clinton is that he wouldn't take my call. I told the operator that I was Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, that I was invisible, and that I had to speak to President Clinton.
And naturally, the government covering up.
You got it, Art. You got it.
That is, it's frustrating. How do you deal with the frustration?
Well, you're trying to help your country, and you're trying to let the president know that you're invisible and that you want to talk to him, but you will wear a pair of slacks so he can see you, and he won't take the call. And, of course, that shows the great cover-up. Bill, if you're listening, forgive me, Art, but Bill, if you're listening, you are an ass. You're an ass, and you're selling your country down the river.
All right, well, that was a few weeks ago. Something happened, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Tell our audience.
Art, I had called the CIA repeatedly over a period of 6 months to tell them that I was invisible. They would not return my calls. Last weekend, I received a visit from the CIA.
How did that happen?
Well, they naturally identified themselves. They were with the CIA. They wanted to speak to me about the repeated phone calls that I'd been making to their headquarters there in Langley, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, I let them into my special invisibility chamber, and I was assaulted by a member of the CIA, Art.
What exactly happened? Because we have to be clear, because I think, and you know, I've been talking to Jimmy Dugan, who's my attorney, about a lawsuit. What exactly happened?
They said to me that they were tired of my phone calls, and then the lead agent walked around behind me, swung his right leg back, and kicked me in the ass so hard that it disabled my invisibility ray.
Now, how could he see you to kick you square in the ass?
I had on briefs. So that
you were wearing briefs, why?
So that they could see me, you see. And because they could see me, he went around and kicked me so hard in my ass. And I'll tell you, have you ever been kicked in the ass hard?
I not for many, many years. Not since I was very, very young and certainly enjoying life a lot more.
All right, well, I can tell you, I got kicked so hard in the ass that it disabled the invisibility capability. And what he effectively did is he broke my ass, number one, and now people can see me. And I was standing there in underwear.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing here is something that we have dealt with on this program many times. And that is the inability of the government to just come clean with what they know. Do you think they have stolen the invisibility ray?
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that when they kicked me square in the ass, then he went, ha ha, now I can see you. What do you think that means?
I think they have the invisibility capability now in the federal government.
No doubt about it, Art. The government now has the ability to walk around and you can't even see them. And I can prove it to you. When's the last time you saw President Clinton? In person, that is.
Well, now there you go, because I've seen him on television, but...
You've never really seen him?
No.
He's invisible. And I'll tell you something, Art, that it is something that we have to deal with from... What happened to the phone static?
Oh, let me turn it up.
Oh, good, there. It's something that we have to deal with, and the sooner we do, the better that we're going to feel about things. Wait a second.
This is Coast to Coast AM Overnight.
What is that? You're doing it again, aren't you? You're doing it again.
Coast to Coast AM Overnight.
You're doing it again with a goddamn music key. You know, here's a broad I'd like to make invisible.
This is Coast to...
I got a Coast to Coast Overnight AM. I got it.
Friends, we have been telling you about the Y2K Aspers. Well, they are almost sold out of them at Beeman Enterprises because people have been hearing about the ass purse and they can't believe their eyes. What we have at Beeman Enterprises is an amazing device. If you want to hide your belongings after worldwide looting and rioting takes place on the 1st of January, the year 2000, right after the Rose Parade, of course, where are you going to hide it? What better place to hide things than right up your ass, and you do it with the ass purse. Now, right now, Peenemann Enterprises has the ass purse available to you at the cut rate cost of only $375 plus shipping and handling. You have to have the ass purse. Don't be caught without the ass purse. And rubber gloves come attached so that you can place the ass purse very, very carefully up your ass and feel very safe as you waddle around with all of your belongings, like $6 million in gold bullion crammed right up there. It's the ass purse, and it's new from Peenemann Enterprises. We are back for just a few moments here with General Johnson Jameson. He is in his bunker complex, 12,000 miles near the core of the Earth. General, where do we go from here? The government now has stolen your invisibility ray. What do we do?
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you right now that if you get kicked up the ass and you look around and there's no one there...
It's got to be the government.
It's got to be the government, absolutely. You see, they have the invisibility ray, and they kicked me up my ass. And now they're running around invisible, and I don't get to be anymore. And I want to be, but I don't get to, and that's all right. But I'll tell you right now, if I feel a boot square up my ass end, I'll know...
It's a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
It's got to be Colin Powell, absolutely. And the reason why I know it's got to be Colin Powell...
The name Colin.
There you go. Kicking you square up the ass with the name Colin. So, Art, that's all we can do. Can I recommend some reading?
Certainly.
There's a wonderful, wonderful series of books out now that I think everyone needs to be familiar with. It's called The Hardy Boys Adventures. And
what does that have to do with the invisibility?
Nothing. I enjoy reading it. So get the Hardy Boy books and the Nancy Drew, and I think you'll enjoy that thoroughly.
Well, General...
And also, if I get kicked one more time, I'm laying some wood. I'll tell you that right now.
General Johnson Jameson, thank you very much. As always, a very, very pleasant experience, sir.
Thank you, Art, and thank God for you. And you're ridiculous. I mean, you're a wonderful show.
This is Those Goes Overnight.
I'm going to go beat somebody's ass.
This is Coast to Coast Overnight.
We got it already, okay? We got it.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio now. John Marshall in the KFI Traffic Center.
Bill Hendry.
Yes, General, are you there?
Yes, all right. Listen, I've been using the liquor maker. You know the chili maker where you clap into it and it makes chili?
Yes.
Well, the liquor maker, you pee into it and it makes great beer, great ale and stout. And I'm invisible again.
You're invisible from the liquor maker?
Yes, I can't see myself. In fact, I can't see anything.
I think the booze is bad, General Jameson. I think you're blind from bathtub gin.
Oh, okay. It's fun, though.
It's from Peenemann Enterprises.
Oh, no, I can see myself, man. What's worse, I can see my wife. She's pretty huge. She's big.
Fascinating.
That I can depend on.
Yeah. Ain't got nobody
that I can depend on. Oh, my God, man. Bill. Ain't got no one to pay one night. That I know one to pay.
What?
That I can't depend on.
What?
That I know.
What?
That I know.
This is KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
I don't give a damn.